This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast. A quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cook you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Monday. Time for some NFL Lunch. Rookie camp opened to the media yesterday. Vinny was there. John Harbaugh talked about some of his players, but he's going to talk about right here a veteran player, Justin Tucker. His status with the team appears to be in limbo, right, Harbs?
Yeah, I mean, as you know, Justin's been in the building the last couple weeks, kicking and everything, and we've had a chance to talk a little bit. Been working hard. From a standpoint of the investigation and all that, I mean, we don't know anything. I mean, we haven't been given any information, and that, as it should be, you know, it's all done the way it's done. So we don't know anything along those lines, so we can't make any decisions based on that. Every decision we make has to be based on football. There's a lot of layers to that. You know, you've got a rookie kicker in here. You took him in the sixth round, early in the sixth round. He's a talented guy. Just from a football standpoint, salary cap, you know, all the different things that you just take into consideration. Whatever we decide to do over the next few weeks will be based on football.
I think Harbs is emphasizing that it's going to be based on football. I think he has to do that for legality, that you can't cut a guy, you know, because you assume that he's guilty. So I think that's why he emphasized it a couple times, you know, that based on football, you know, I mean, trying to get that out there. That's what, when I was standing there, that's what kind of came to my mind when he was saying that. Okay, I get why you're saying it, because, you know, you can't cut a guy for other reasons. So, you know, the thing is it's going to be difficult to see. He sounded like they weren't going to take it that long, you know, over a next few weeks. So, I mean, by the time mandatory minicamp's over, are we going to have a decision? Sounded like it.
All right, how did Loop look then from a football perspective?
I mean, it's his first day. I thought he had a real good leg. He gets a ball up. I mean, he had a lot of hype, you know, on his field goals and stuff. You could hear it. You know, I mean, like, if you just closed your eyes, you could hear the thump. And it was a good thump. He's got a powerful leg. You know, and we'll see. I mean, for a first day, I thought it was a good first day because he's making an impression. The coaches, first time they've seen him too. You know, like the offensive coaches, defensive coaches. Because their livelihood's on the line, too, because of whoever's making field goal, winning games or losing games. I mean, it's extremely important position for them. I thought for a first day, he had a good day. And then we'll see. I mean, we're not going to know, you know, a lot. I guess we'll get somewhat of a feel when they do team, you know, kicking and all that stuff. But what's he going to be like in the preseason games? That's going to be key. Is he going to be shanking balls? You know, is he going to be putting it down the middle? Can, you know, how is he on those over 50-yard field goals and stuff? And just, you know, the thing with Tucker was, like, inside of 40, it was an automatic. I don't know that he hardly ever missed in the amount of years that he kicked. So I think, Loop is going to be extremely important. And then Randy Brown doesn't leave his side. So Randy's around, the kicking coach. He's around him all the time. So, day one, good. we'll see, you know, the more we get a chance to see him.
Earlier in the show, we talked about the Ravens signing Joseph Noteboom, formerly of the Rams, who could play guard and tackle both sides of the line. But what were your impressions, Vinny, of the rookie lineman that you got to see this weekend?
Well, Emory Jones, he's going to wear number 51, who was a third-round pick out of LSU. Now, when they were doing the drills when we first went out there, he wasn't there. So, you know, I was talking to one of the coaches. I said, where's Emory? Well, he had shoulder issues. He got a labrum, you know, and I don't know if he's going to had surgery or he's going to have surgery, you know, and that's why he fell in the draft. You know, and when Harbs was talking after, it didn't seem like he was going to be ready anytime soon. And the thing that bothers me the most about that is when you've got an old lineman, and when you look at their three old linemen, they all need to get in the weight room. And for Emory Jones, who needs to get stronger to help his punch and stuff, how do you lift if you've got a shoulder problem? You're not lifting to get stronger. You're working out to rehab. So the longer it takes for him to get ready, that's why they had to go sign Joe Noteboom. Because they need that versatile guy. And I guess if Emory Jones would have been healthy, maybe they wouldn't have got him in the third round. He would have gone before that. So it was disappointing to me when I saw Emory Jones out there and then I was told he's got the shoulder issues and he's going to be out a while. I think he's going to be a redshirt because strength-wise and stuff, he's not going to be ready. He's going to need a whole year. You know, because you say, well, Roger Rosengarten did it. Yeah, and he needed to get in the weight room too, but he was practicing and playing and learning. You know, I mean, Emory Jones is not going to get a live rep maybe till training camp, and that's not going to cut it for a team that's going to try to go win the Super Bowl. That ain't helping him this year.
Carson Vinson, you saw him on Senior Bowl, the film. You weren't that impressed. Anything live and in person that maybe changes your impression of him?
You know, I he's a big guy, and he's athletic. Which is good. So he's got some skills. He's got some raw skills. Got a nice kick step and pass and stuff. But I saw him like when people were rushing on him, catches. You know, he's got no punch. He got a long ways to go. You know, to be ready to play. And this is another one, Bob. I don't think practice squad. I mean, George Warhop's got a lot of work with this guy, and he's got to live in the weight room, too. You know, coming from Alabama A&M, and when, you know, they said, well, at the Senior Bowl, he got better every day in practice. Yeah, but when they put the film on for the game, he sucked. He gave up. They were running around him like he was standing still. So he is not ready to play. He's got athleticism. He's got some length, but he's extremely raw.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's a secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.